talking Colorado Mesa women's hoops with Mavs coach Taylor Wagner on the team.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy with us right now in the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick studios, or actually from the studios on the Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line. He's the head coach of the CMU women's basketball team, Taylor Wagner. Taylor, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. How you doing?
Doing fine. Quick trip last night to go play over at Salt Lake City, Utah Valley State. You squared off against that Division I program last night in an exhibition game at against Utah Valley University. Overall, played pretty well. You lose by 12, 62-50, but against a D1 opponent, played pretty well last night.
We did. Our first half was probably one of our better halves of the year. And defensively, we played great. We shot the ball really well. And then coming out at halftime, we went 1-for-21 in that third quarter. That kind of did us in there. So we're not going to win very many games making one shot so in a quarter. But, you know, I thought the girls competed. Again, it, you know, was something where it was just an exhibition game for us, so it doesn't count against our record. But, you know, they exposed us a little bit. They had some size and you know, something that we – When you go up against 6'6", that's hard to simulate in practice.
When was the last time you had a team that made only one shot in a quarter?
I don't know.
Was that last night, maybe?
It was a long quarter for me, I'll tell you that.
Taylor Wagner, coach of the CMU women's basketball team with us on the Team Sports Network. Mariah Martin with 15 points last night. She continues her really strong start in a Maverick uniform. Kelsey Siemens with a good game, 14 points. Kels also had 11 rebounds, so a double-double for Kelsey last night. Mariah, almost got there as well. She had 8 rebounds last night.
Yeah, you know, Mariah's doing really well for us and kind of fitting in offensively. She's only going to get better too, so that's the good thing is they're still kind of trying to fill each other out. But I think once we can get a couple people playing well on the same night, then we'll start seeing, you know, our offensive output get a little bit better. But it seems like we got one girl one night, and the next night they're cold. So, you know, like I said, once they start playing well all together, then I think we can really start to progress and get ready for conference play.
And, of course, two more games before RMAC play begins, Holiday Inn Airport Thanksgiving Classic this weekend. And you'll open up on Friday night with SAGU, AIC. They're out of Phoenix, Arizona, and it's a Native American school. What can you tell us about this program?
You know, I'm just glad they came. We've struggled to get teams to come here. You know, it's really difficult. You know, the teams that are east of us, they don't want to, if they're going to go somewhere, they'd go somewhere on the Front Range. And then the teams west of us, they either go north or south. They don't travel east, so we really struggle. But this is a team that, that they're dangerous. They can shoot it. We've just got to play and not overlook them. I think that game's more about us and approaching it the right way, but you know, they can really shoot it and move the ball, and so we've just got to be ready to go. And like I said, the thing we've been selling our kids is we've got to get ready for conference play, and this is just one more step before then. And I'm anxious to see how we play, especially in front of our home crowd. And it's been a while since, you know, being at full capacity, and I think our girls are anxious to get out there and play.
Yeah, for you, I mean, you're so familiar with having a packed house at Brownson Arena, your team feeding off that energy. That obviously was not the case last year because of COVID. And like I said, your players have to be just thrilled, excited about getting on the floor this weekend to play in front of a packed house, people in the stands over Brownson Arena to watch your basketball team.
Yeah, and, you know, talking with a lot of fans, you see a lot of people in stores and everything. They're anxious to get out and watch too, so I think it benefits our team and it benefits the community just to have something to do and you know, do something. You know, the kids enjoy playing and the fans enjoy watching. So I think it's a win for everybody that we're able to play.
Taylor Wagner, coach of the Maverick women's basketball team with us on the Team Sports Network. Unfortunately, SAGU, they don't have any stats. What can you – you said they shoot the ball well.
Yeah.
Can you talk about a couple of players that are pretty good?
Southern Utah – was it last night or two nights ago? So, you know, we've kind of had to go off of you know, who they've played, and go to their websites and find all the information. So yeah, they've played some decent teams, and so we've just got to be ready to go. And like I said, the kids can shoot it, and I think it'll be a good test for our kids to get out there and really compete.
Taylor Wagner, coach of the CMU women's basketball team, with us. And then on Saturday night, it's Montana Western NAI program playing some pretty good basketball out of the gate. 5-1 right now, Taylor.
Yeah, very good team, well coached. You know, they won the national championship, I think it was 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. So he does a phenomenal job, and his kids really compete and get out. So it'll be a really difficult game for us. You know, we're still, like I said, we're still trying to figure each other out a little bit. So it'll be a good tune-up before conference play in Denver the following weekend.
They got a good score, too, in Brynley Fitzgerald. She's been their leading scorer this season, about 17 points per game. Is this a team that's kind of perimeter-oriented? What's the scouting report on them?
Yeah, I mean, she's a Division I transfer from Montana State, so really, you know, skilled player and can do a lot of different things. So their offense, you know, they run a little bit of that Princeton stuff where you'll see a lot of backdoors and flares and threes. But the biggest thing with how he gets his kids is they just play hard. They get out and they compete, and they'll guard really well. So it'll be a good test for us.
All right, so the Mavericks.